You're a headache. Welcome to This Week in Wrestling. I'm your host, Daniel Hummer, here with Doug and Eric. And this is This Week in Wrestling. We'll be going through the wrestling news and topics. How's everyone doing tonight?
Good. How about yourself? Just waiting for cleanup.
Good.
I hope you didn't forget. Let me see.
I'm good. How's everybody?
Pretty good. How's your Mother's Day? Happy Mother's Day, Sharon.
Thank you, Eric.
All right, Doug, get the plugs out of the way.
Oh, I forgot. That's why I had the phone. All right, listen to Anthony, Boxman, and Smart, the Dirt Sheet Dudes, every Wednesday and Friday night, 10 o'clock Eastern Time, mixler.com/dirtsheetdudes. They can be found on all podcast platforms. Also, every other Saturday, they have a show called The Hollywood Hangout. Times usually vary. And it's also on mixler.com/dirtsheetdudes. And after Money in the Bank tonight, they're probably doing a pay-per-view recap show because they usually do one because they're reliable enough to where they'll actually talk about doing one and then actually do one.
Yep.
So, Usually when they promote something, they do it. Unlike Boxman's former podcast partner. Oh, also listen to, might as well plug us too. Listen to us every Friday night for the Unscripted Wrestling Podcast, although we might have to change things up this week because I do have to work Friday night. So it's up to whatever time everybody wants to do it or wants to do the show. This week's episode that we're going to be doing is, going to be a part two on the, stable/faction tier list. And then also don't forget our This Week in Wrestling show every Sunday, usually around 5 o'clock Eastern time. We can be found on all major podcast platforms.
Very good.
We got a lot to
Thank
get
you,
into
Doug.
Today. We
and
got a lot
to
get
all
into.
Mothers. Happy Mother's Day.
Shout out to all the mothers. Where would you like to start, Eric? I'm going to let you host today.
Well, let's get the Money in the Bank predictions out of the way.
Okay, who's winning the best Money
that.
In the Bank?
I'm going to say AJ Styles.
I'm going to agree with you.
How about
well,
you, Doug?
Since I have him on my roster and in the match, and he's in the match, I'm going to say Otis. For our fantasy wrestling, the Money in the Bank ladder matches, the winner, if your guy wins the Money in the Bank ladder match, you get 100 points. And Daniel, you're supposed to be making an announcement of a change you're going to have for the Money in the Bank ladder match.
Yeah, putting Daniel Bryan in for SmackDown.
Oh, that's right. You have Daniel Bryan. You took Daniel Bryan from me.
Yeah,
I forgot about that.
So I'm taking out Roman Reigns. Putting in Daniel Bryan, so now I have a double shot at the Money in the Bank. I got AJ Styles and Daniel Bryan.
Okay, yeah, because you have one
big announcement.
Brand. Damn.
That was the big announcement, right? Yeah. So that's the big announcement. For the women's, I'm going Asuka because I have her. She's probably not going to win. I'm thinking Shayna Baszler. It's kind of made for her to win.
Who has Shayna Baszler?
So are we excited to see how this is shot and well done?
Yeah, I'm pretty excited. I'm interested to see how this goes down.
After
I wonder if they
match,
do this in the main event. We're going to
have
to wait until, like...
That it was... Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead, sorry.
No, you go ahead.
I was going to say, I hope this is the main event. What were you going to say?
I was going to say that after the Boneyard match, I think it's going to be like a movie from what I've been hearing. I don't know how it's going to be shot, but I heard it's going to be shot kind of like a movie. So
that's awesome.
Hopefully it's good.
Yeah.
I mean, the rumor has it is that both matches were shot simultaneously. For anybody that does not know what that means at the same time.
That would be pretty cool.
But, so, it'll be interesting to see. I think the Women's Money in the Bank ladder match winner, and this is a match I'm not really looking forward to because somebody else that is also, well, he used to be part of the show and he's part of our fantasy wrestling thing, but he forgot how to call in, has both Shayna Baszler and Lacey Evans.
Oh, he has Shayna Baszler of all people.
Yeah, he has Shayna Baszler because Shayna Baszler was on his NXT roster.
Oh, yeah.
So he's got both Shayna and Lacey Evans. So he has a double shot of winning this women's match, which, you know, we'll give him anyway because I think he's only got like 100 points like in total. Yeah.
Is there anybody going to make any free agent moves?
Yeah, actually, you know, I will. I'm taking Elias off my,
Do you have Elias?
Yeah. I'm going to take Elias off my bench on SmackDown. And I'm going to pick Carmella back up.
Oh, that's sweet.
Because she's in the Money in the Bank ladder match. And then I'm going to take Sasha Banks off my starting lineup because she doesn't have a match tonight. And I'm putting Carmella in so that way I have a shot at getting some points.
Yeah, I'm surprised Sasha's not in the Money in the Bank. I thought for sure she would
be
in it.
I had Carmella, but then I dropped her for Elias, and then Elias got injured by Baron Corbin.
I thought we only do drafts at the beginning of the month.
This is the first time we've been able to talk about it.
We talked about it last week.
We can do drafts at any time. We just can't do any more drafts. This is the only draft I can do.
Oh.
Anybody think King Corbin has a chance? Anybody at King Corbin to win for me if AJ doesn't win?
If they want the suicide rate to go up, then yeah, he has a chance to win.
Shayna Baszler and
I mean,
King
the
Corbin
ratings
win.
Are already,
yeah.
The ratings are already low enough to begin with. Do they really want to give this bald-headed jackass the Money in the Bank briefcase again and risk the ratings going down even lower to where, I mean, technically we don't even watch the show on Friday nights because we have a show.
Yeah, I don't even watch Friday.
Clint is the only one that still watches SmackDown.
And he's missing in action right now. I don't know where he went. Unless he's calling at 5:30. I confused him. Oops.
So what about some of the other matches? R-Truth or MVP? Who's winning?
I'm going to say MVP.
I'm going to say MVP, too, because he's got those... What, you want me to eat the phone? Because he's... Because now he's reinvigorated as a manager and he's got the Brendan Vink and Shane Thorne with him, so you know they're going to help him. So I'm gonna say MVP.
I'd agree with that.
What's the title matches? You have Seth Rollins and
Braun Strowman in the Fiend, and Seth Rollins and Drew McIntyre.
I'm gonna go out on a limb and say the Fiend regains his title. They screw over Braun Strowman tonight. I see the Fiend's gonna win.
I'm going Braun and McIntyre. I think it's too soon to take the belt off each of them.
It is too soon to take the belt off each of them. That's why WWE's probably gonna do it.
I'm afraid one of them is gonna lose.
I don't think McIntyre's gonna lose. Unless they think that he's the reason why Raw's ratings are getting lower and lower.
Which, you know, Vince likes to think that.
Yeah. Well,
that would be a fatal mistake.
I'd expect Vince to make. Well, we don't know if McIntyre's over or not. He was over when they had fans in the building. They don't have any fans in the building. We don't know who's over and who's not.
Yeah, that's true. Judging by the internet, if you go by the internet, then I guess you could go by that.
Yeah, but fans aren't watching.
Yeah, and right now WWE is paying attention to the TV ratings. And the TV ratings on Raw are not that good. Drew McIntyre is the champion. So, and you got to remember, Seth Rollins is in high favor with the company right now because he's engaged to a woman who, you know, WWE put a lot of stock in.
Becky Lynch, yep.
Okay, so they could go that route. I think it would be extremely stupid. But I could see them doing it. See, you'll benefit tonight because you have both guys.
Oh, boy. Oh, that's right, yeah.
So
I have Drew McIntyre and Seth Rollins.
Well, I mean, you'll benefit, but you won't because you'll get 30 points for whoever. Well, you'll get 30 points if Rollins wins, but then you lose, 20 if Drew loses.
I forgot I had Seth Rollins. I don't need to take one out, right? I have, can I bench Seth Rollins somehow?
You could. I think that would be extremely stupid, though, because you have both guys, so you're going to get points either way. You just might not get as many points as you would if you only had one guy.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You're guaranteed points from this match.
That's cool. Who has Braun Strowman and The Fiend?
Yeah, so should be a good pay-per-view. I think The Fiend and Braun Strowman's going to be interesting.
It's going to be interesting because as far as we know, they've never actually had a match on TV before. And I don't even think it's The Fiend. I think
hello? Guys? Are you back? I think we have some technical difficulties, guys. Just bear with us.
I can't hear you. Why can't you hear me?
I can hear you. I can hear you now. We're cutting off a little bit.
This match is going to be interesting because they've never actually had a one-on-one match before. And So we don't know exactly how it's going to go. I mean, Daniel said that it was supposed to be the Fiend. I actually think it's just supposed to be Bray from the Fiend involved.
You think it's going to be Bray Wyatt?
Bray Wyatt, what?
Oh, go ahead. I thought I lost you again. Guys, I can't hear you. I think it's going to be a good match.
Eric, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
So,
and here's Clint.
So, huh?
Clint is calling in.
Okay.
Hi, Clint.
Hey, what's up?
Not much. We're just talking about Money in the Bank.
Ah, gotcha.
So what are your predictions, Clint? When we get back to
I predicted one thing, that hopefully AJ Styles win the briefcase. One thing. The men's side. The women, I'm hoping that Shayna Baszler wins.
Yeah, same.
I mean, those would be the favorites.
Yeah, those are definitely the favorites.
And I think they are the favorites.
Yeah.
And what were you saying about Bray Wyatt, Doug?
I don't know. I was trying to say something, but you kept telling me you couldn't hear me.
Well, yeah, it's going to be Bray Wyatt versus or the Fiend versus Braun Strowman. Do you think Strowman's going to win, Quinn?
If he's going against the Fiend, or if he's going against and not the Fiend, then he's going to win. But if the Fiend's involved, I mean, you cannot have the Fiend do another job.
Yeah. That's why I'm scared that Braun's going to drop it.
I think it is. It's just Bray Wyatt. I don't think the Fiend has nothing to really do about it, because usually the Fiend would have been made his appearance by now, wouldn't you think? So far, it's been nothing
but
fire that. And I think when they do the match advertising, it is advertised as just Bray Wyatt, Mr. Rogers, Bray Wyatt, quote unquote.
Okay. Do you think Seth Rollins wins playoff or lose, or does he, or does McIntyre retain?
I think, if you ask me, I think Seth Rollins will lose tonight.
Yeah, I think we're all on the same page there. But there's that small chance where Vince says, looks at the ratings today. I can't do the Vince voice, but Doug can. Oh. Doug, you can do the Vince voice?
Oh, God. Look to the ratings, pal. Drew McIntyre's not getting us good ratings. Therefore, we have to go with Seth Rollins because he's the one getting it in the ass from the woman that we depend on, Becky Lynch. So, I mean, and then, of course, we also have the Fatal 4-Way for the tag titles. New Day's defending against the Forgotten Sons, Miz and Morrison, and Lucha House Party.
I think they might
lose.
And then
we have New Day?
Yeah.
Here's the
thing,
though, is that new...
We're in there, but then...
Well, the Usos are hurt. The Usos, I think, were the ones that were actually supposed to win the belts. But, you know, Jimmy got injured, which is the reason why Morrison retained at WrestleMania, so they did the match on SmackDown where Big E won the belts back.
Wow. That sucks. But, I think either New Day win or maybe the Rising Sun. Something new.
Well, thinking about
you mean the Forgotten Sun? There is, Eric, there is no such thing as the Rising Suns. It's called the Forgotten Suns.
Oh, thank you. My bad. What are you going to say, Smith?
No, I was going to say Rick Doug R. beat me out to what I was saying. Yeah, Forgotten Sons. That's who I look. Think if New Day drops the titles, who I'd like to see win. I think it's something different when you see a fresh call-up team like the Street Profits or even win titles right on it. Right during their main event call-up. I mean, Scott got called up a couple weeks ago and they're already in, like, tag title pictures. So, you never know.
It'd be cool if they won.
Yeah.
When that was done.
I mean, then we have Jeff Hardy versus Cesaro. Obviously, I think it's going to be Jeff Hardy.
Yeah. Is Sammy defending the IC title?
No, the captain of Team Gay Bar is staying at home.
No, Sammy tonight.
Yeah, no, he decided he didn't want to go to any of the tapings.
Oh, okay. What up? What women's match is on the card?
Bayley versus Tamina.
Bayley's gonna retain.
There's no way they're gonna drop it to Tamina.
No way. And Becky's not defending.
No.
So here's my question for you then about the whole Bayley situation. Do you think this is going to be a long drag out way they're just dragging on to the Sasha Banks heel turn that everybody's waiting for? It's like one minute they're teasing that she's falling, and we get to see the rivalry reborn again, the main roster of NXT, but they just keep going back on the word.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. They have teased that so many times. I mean, and first of all, it would be a face turn because they're both heels right now. I don't think WWE wants to have Bayley versus Sasha again, you know, in a feud. It worked in NXT, which is, and then.
Hello?
Anybody remembers when Bayley attacked Sasha a couple years ago, the whole crowd popped, and then all of a sudden they had to go to couples counseling or whatever.
Yeah.
They had to go to couples counseling because that's when Kurt Angle, that's when they were trying to make Kurt Angle an on-screen pussy.
Okay. Yeah, it's going to come when you don't expect it, which is dragging out too long.
Yeah,
who
nobody's going to give a rat's
ass. Sasha.
Well,
who should take the title from Bayley?
Well, she's beaten everybody, so there's really nobody left to take it from her except for Sasha.
Yeah,
but here's
exactly.
Let's compare it to this. What about how they took the whole, do you think they're afraid to do the so-called Sasha and Bayley storyline because of what happened, how they used that idea with Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn, how they kept feuding in NXT for so long. Kevin Owens finally gets a push. Sami Zayn finally gets called up, and they continue that feud on the main roster, and they didn't really just, I guess they didn't get the big draw or the hype about it between that feud that they don't want to do another NXT board again, feud again.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
I mean, I do too. I mean, because you got to remember, I mean, it's two different ball games. Triple H really is running nothing in WWE. He's running NXT.
Yeah.
It's that out of touch old piece of garbage that's, you know, running everything in WWE. And unfortunately,
yeah,
he's gonna run it. He's running it right into the ground, because I actually personally think this. I don't think Vince McMahon wants to give WWE to anybody.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Well,
I think what's going to happen is he's going to run it into the ground, and then he's going to die, and then nobody will get to control the company. He's going to make sure the company goes out of business before he dies.
Wow. He's that selfish of that bastard.
Yeah, because he's old, and he realized that you can't tell me that this idiot doesn't read social media. And when fans tell him that WWE sucks, he reads it. It probably bothers him because he was this once great mind, you know, back
in the day.
What the hell is? Also, he thinks he's the godfather of wrestling.
That's true.
But then you also have to realize too that you're dealing with two different eras here. You know, back then it was like you was able to do a lot more because you wasn't restricted under the PG model what you are now. The whole PG rating is killing the WWE.
Because,
yeah, Clint has a point there.
No,
we're on.
I said, you are breaking up, man.
Yeah. Doug?
I'm here.
Okay. No,
now we can hear
you. Kept breaking up.
Okay.
Vince McMahon is into the show right now, and he's what I'm saying, so he's trying to take me out.
How are we going to say that? Vince is listening. He has a secret spy listening to us. It's Daniel. No, I'm just joking.
Oh, Daniel, I had to move outside so you guys could hear me better. He didn't want to come outside. So, I mean, if he goes to come outside here later, I'm going to smack him right in the balls.
Okay.
Do we have any more to say about Money in the Bank before we head to the fall of Herb Abrams and then more wrestling news?
Not really much, except for, you know, it should be. Here's the thing. I mean, I look forward to these pay-per-views, whether there's people in the arenas or not. I mean, I do think that the crowd, no crowd kind of takes away from it. But, I mean, it should be a good show. I'm interested to see how the Money in the Bank matches go.
Yeah, same.
Well, you see, here's one thing I do like about it. Both matches are happening at once.
Yeah.
So it's going to be really interesting to watch how the men and women interact with each other trying to get to the briefcase, their respective briefcases.
And how long it's going to take? How long the two matches combined to take? Will it take like an hour? Will it take it like, will one person grab
it? Eric, it's already been filmed. So you got to
I mean,
it was filmed like 2 weeks ago. So they've already condensed everything now.
I forgot that.
So where is this report saying? So I'm not sure, but you heard about reports saying that how Florida students are going to like open up smart, that they might start adding fans to the performance center at like a 25%, meaning like 50 to 70 people are allowed to perform.
Now, well, they already allowed fans into the AEW show.
This past week, they were still like that wasn't fans. They were still like
If you watch the Falls Count Anywhere match, there were people like outside, and you could tell that they weren't crew members because they were kids.
I thought I heard some fans in the arena.
They had fans standing outside.
Okay. That's why they had the false count anyway. They could get the fans filmed. Okay. Let's move on to Herb Abrams. Let's see. I know you guys watched it. Did Daniel watch it?
Well, since he's not out here, does it matter?
Oh no. Yeah, that's right. Hello. So what do you we'll let Doug start off since he knows more about the UWF. What are your thoughts, Doug?
I actually thought that this was one of their better episodes like you would actually expect, from what I've heard about the guy, you would actually expect people to say, oh, he's a no good piece of shit. You know, if he didn't die from this, I probably would have fucking killed him because he stiffed a lot of people.
That's what it seemed like.
I mean, he basically, he's the original Heyman.
Yeah, that's true.
He wrote too big a check that his ass couldn't cash.
And it cost him his life.
Yeah. So but everybody, you know, people were saying how sad they were that he would, you know, when he passed away and all that, and they were saying good things about him. So it turned out to be like really sad in the end. It's not one of those things where it's just like, oh my God, you know, what a piece of shit this guy was. He had a vision. His vision was he wanted a company that could beat Vince, and he had the talent that would do it. The issue was is that he's gonna run out of money eventually because they weren't necessarily well known. They weren't using, like, Andre was the biggest star that they could get. Problem is Andre wasn't gonna wrestle any matches. And then when Vince called Andre and said, no, you get your big fat 500-pound back here. You're not working for anybody else but me. All right, and he offered Andre money to come back. You know, that was a blow. He thought he could get Greg Valentine away from him. But, Valentine worked like two tapings. And then he went back.
Wow.
And then he went back to Vince. And then Vince fired him like 4 months later anyway. But it's just like, I mean, Herb Abrams liked to live the high life. You know, cocaine, hookers, alcohol, all that stuff. He lived life in the fast lane. He lived life in the fast lane. And the thing is that, you know, Mick Foley said it best at the end of the episode when they asked him, what do you think Herb Abrams would be doing now if he were still alive? And Mick Foley basically said time.
Yeah.
And, you know, because he did some stuff that a lot of people should go to jail for.
Yeah, he did. He did a lot of drugs. Doug?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did a lot of drugs, and he did have a vision, and he was on top for a little while, and then it just all fell to grace. So hit rock bottom real fast, which is a shame because if he wasn't into all that drugs and alcohol and partying, who knows, what UCW would have been. Not UCW, UWF. Yeah, who knows what that would have been. What were your thoughts, Kenneth?
I mean, you tell you, it was hard for me to watch. I didn't really find it that interesting this week. Out of all of them, I couldn't really get into it. Actually, that's probably why I was so late, because I was watching it and it put me to sleep. So.
Yeah, it was interesting. How many more episodes are there, Doug?
Two. You got the one this week, and then you got the one next week. This week's the Road Warriors, and then next week is Owen Hart, and that's the season finale.
Okay, so the last two should be very interesting and very talkative about it. So
yeah,
that should be fun. Looking forward to the Owen Hart one. That's a good thing to end that. So they start the season with Benoit and end with Owen. So two big tragedies in pro wrestling.
Right.
Probably change the wrestling business.
So
what else?
All right, so the last big thing I got. Go ahead.
Okay, go ahead. No, I was
just going to say, you asked me why, and then you interrupt me. This is why Daniel hosts the show.
Yeah, I know.
sorry,
Doug. Go ahead.
So the last big thing I wanted to get into is the fine finally came in. The Maryland State Athletic Commission is fining AEW $10,000 for the Moxley Omega match from Full Gear.
Wow.
That's
interesting. Wow.
So basically here's how the story goes. The Maryland State Athletic Commission is very particular about its sports, and like when they allow wrestling into the building, and this is one of the reasons why Vince McMahon made sure to kind of state that wrestling is not wrestling, it's sports entertainment. Well, AEW still considers itself pro wrestling, so they have to adhere by Maryland State Athletic Commission rules.
Right.
One of the rules is you cannot blade. You cannot blade. There cannot be excessive blood, even though Cody busted himself open, but they figured that was hard way. So for some reason, they're letting that go. But because the match with Omega and Moxley was excessively violent, a former WCW broadcaster by the name of Chris Cruz, who has since turned into a real piece of shit, called the Maryland State Athletic Commission because he wants AEW to fail.
He's one of those
because
people.
he has basically stated on, you know, social media, on Facebook, because he's on Facebook. I've tried to friend request him like three times and he's denied me each time. So this is why I don't mind saying that he's a no good piece of shit. He said from the inception of AEW that AEW was going to fail. And he said he's always right. So he wants to make sure that he's right. So he's going to – because he's got an issue. For some reason, he doesn't like the Rhodes family. Because when he worked for WCW, he worked with Dusty Rhodes on WCW Pro. Then all of a sudden, he got replaced in mid-97. So he has an issue with the Rhodes family. And – so he's bitter now.
Yeah.
So now, you know, fast forward a little bit. He called the Maryland State Athletic Commission and said, don't you guys have rules against the Moxley Omega match? Now, again, this was about 3 days after the match happened.
Right.
Okay. So now the Maryland State Athletic Commission went through, watched the match, and then they said they were going to investigate it. Now they're finally, it's a $5,000 fine to Moxley. It's a $5,000 fine to Omega. So both guys got to pay up. But it's just like, I mean, I get the Athletic Commission. Like, if the Athletic Commission would have caught it at first.
Yeah.
Then that's fine. All right, AEW, you know, obviously they broke a rule. They should not have done what they did in Baltimore.
Right.
But the fact that this fucker had to help, you know, the Maryland State Athletic Commission, the guy basically, he stooged them off and said, you know, you guys should really do something about this. Mind your own fucking business. Keep ranting on your Facebook posts. Shut the fuck up and let these people be. If you don't want anything to do with AEW, that's fine. But leave them the fuck alone. Yeah. Just because WCW realized that you were a shitty announcer and they got rid of your ass, doesn't mean you have to have a long-standing grudge against the Rhodes family.
Exactly. It's what, almost 25 years later? You still had the grudge?
like 23. All right, because yeah. I'll tell you this, from watching some of the stuff that I've seen as far as like his broadcasting goes, I mean, he was with the company from like 1990 to 1997. All right, and then finally somebody realized how shitty he was and they finally got rid of him.
Yep.
All right, so basically my message to the guy is this. You know, you have a grudge against the Rhodes family for no reason except for the fact that you suck, all right? If you were good, WCW probably would have kept you till the end. They had the money. But because you blew, yeah, that's why they got rid of you.
Right. You have any thoughts on it, Clem?
Well, this is all really brand new. Like, I heard rumors how they wanted to fine them, but it didn't. And then I didn't realize that they were fined till just now. So, it's for the reason why, if someone's really that hateful towards a royal family and stuff like that, it's just childish behavior. That's mainly what it comes
right
to. That's all this childish behavior.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, and here's the thing. The Maryland State Athletic Commission actually did have a right to fine these guys for the match. Like, if you go through and you watch read, like, the rule book or whatever, that match did violate some rules.
Right.
Okay? I don't have an issue with the Maryland State Athletic Commission, especially since AEW wants to be considered professional wrestling.
Yeah.
If you want to be considered professional wrestling and not sports entertainment, you have to follow these rules. They didn't. So they have to pay the fines. My issue is some has-been announcer had to point it out to the commission.
Yeah. Let them do their job and don't do it for them. Bitter old guy. I'm trying to think if there's any more news. Does Daniel have any more? I know he's not. Did he mention any more news he wanted to talk about? I know he's not on the side. You have anything to kind of? I can't think of anything.
Besides running the bank tonight, did you get a chance to watch chapter one of the Last Ride? Undertaker's Last Ride.
Yeah. No, not yet.
I saw the preview.
Yeah, it seems to be, it's out now.
Okay.
And it's going to premiere. Well, it's not really on. Like, you can watch it now if you want, but it's going to premiere right after Money in the Bank tonight.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, do you think, you guys think WWE's going to let fans back in at like 15% capacity within a month?
I'm still debating if I'm going to actually go to a Eagles game this year, so.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to.
What?
Oh, go ahead, Doug. It's all right.
No, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, I don't even know what I was going to say. No. Oops.
I mean, if they, I don't think, I really think that, like, especially now with small businesses starting to open back up, people still, I mean, again, this is people in special circumstances, you know, are still not going back to work. They still don't want to leave their house.
Yeah.
Unless they want to go shopping to retail stores that they work at, which makes no fucking sense.
I only got some stuff because of my medicine, but.
I'm not talking about anybody, but like them opening up to 15% capacity. Give it another month. Give it another month.
Yeah.
Let things actually calm down, because now that they're going to start letting people out, it's going to start getting crazy again. Something's going to happen. Either somebody else is going to contract this virus, or somebody's going to get stung in the ass by a murder hornet. Because now we got to watch out for that now.
I just think that's a West Coast thing right now. I think that's just a West Coast
thing. I thought that was just a meme.
Oh, that's
no,
a West
there's
Coast
actually
thing.
Things now called murder hornets.
Oh,
yeah.
Gosh.
They grow to, they can be the size up to 2 inches.
Wow. 2020 can't get any worse, can it?
Yeah.
And we're not even going to bring up where they came from, because somebody here is going to get offended.
Oh. Wait, what?
I can't bring up where these murder hornets are coming from, because somebody on the phone right now is going to be offended. Especially with the joke I'm going to tell after where I say that they're coming from.
No, I won't be offended. Go ahead, Doug.
I was just gonna say. I have to watch what they say. Not really, because my neighbors might hear me, and they're of the same descent.
Oh, you can test me.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, it's just like, you know. You know, the coronavirus came from this place. The murder hornets are coming from this place. What do these people have against the good old U.S. of A?
I can't say what.
Do they want Nakamura and Asuka back?
No, that's not what I was going to say. I was going to say something I probably shouldn't say, but I'm not going to say it.
I'm saying stuff I probably shouldn't say either, but fuck it.
Maybe they don't want Trump as president. I don't know.
But, all right, yeah, that's all I got.
That's all I got. New class? You guys?
I don't really know nothing.
Are you going to be on the show Friday night, Cliff?
Eric, we don't even know if we're doing the show on Friday.
Oh, oops.
Well, yeah, but plus I am working Friday, so.
Once I figure out my schedule, then we'll be able to talk about it.
Yeah, we'll let you know, Clint.
All right.
So it might be Friday or Saturday.
All
And it's going to be part two of the Stables and Factions. We didn't get to finish it. So, going part two.
Sure. All right. Let's keep you up.
Thanks, Clint. Yeah, of course.
All right.
Thanks, Clint. Thanks, Doug.
All right. You're welcome. Later, guys.
Later, guys. Have a good night.
Hey, and
happy Mother's Day to every mom. Again.
Yep.
We'll keep everybody posted.
Later.
Bye, Santa. Bye, Doug.